Radio, brought to you by Kisses and Hugs Club.
This devotional is titled, The Power to Relocate from Where You Are into Your Destiny, authored by Dunamis and Sophia Okunowo. When Israel went out of Egypt, the house of Jacob from a people of strange language, Judah was his sanctuary and Israel his dominion. Psalms 114 verses 1 to 2, King James Version. Previously, we looked at the first verse where we established that no matter where you are now or which situation you are facing, you will leave it just like Israel left Egypt. Today, we will take a look at the next verse. Judah was his sanctuary and Israel his dominion. After 430 years of slavery and generational oppression, Israel left. That is how I know that no matter what you are going through, you are leaving. It might have taken long, it might have lingered forever, but you will leave. They left a people of strange language. Every strange thing in your life, you are leaving behind. Every experience that is contrary to God's goodness in your life, you are leaving behind. But the question is, how did Israel leave? If I know how Israel left, then I will know how to leave as well. Verse 2 gives us the answer. It says, when Israel left, Judah was his sanctuary, Israel his dominion. That was the secret of Israel's emancipation. Judah was his sanctuary, Israel was his dominion. Let's see it one after the other. Judah was his sanctuary. Judah means praise. Praise was his sanctuary. Praise was what he surrounded himself with. He was practically living in praise as he left. Praise was the sacredness that enabled him to live. The same way KHCites, in order to leave the doldrum of yesterday, in order to leave the mistakes of the past, you have to wrap praise around you. You cannot proceed into your glorious destiny with complaints, murmuring, bitterness, unforgiven spirit, and with an ungrateful heart. That is why the scripture did not say, when Israel left Egypt, murmuring was his sanctuary. He said it was praise. Praise is not only what you do after you get the victory. It is what you need to do before the victory and during the victory. That is why God says in his word, sing, O barren. I thought that should be sing, O mothers. But you see, God knows what he is saying. He knows the attitude of praise will relocate you into the land of fruitfulness. Israel thought to be exiled and imprisoned forever in a strange land, oppressed and depressed, battered and scattered, bullied and sullied. Yet God relocated him. Listen to me, you are coming out. You are leaving behind a single into being a married person. You are leaving from being paid monthly salary into paying your employees. You are relocating into your destiny. Israel did it with praise. The method has not changed. Wherever you find yourself now, get into praise. When your flesh wants to cry and have pity party, resort to praise and God will relocate you. God relocated Joseph from prison to the palace. God relocated David from following the sheep in the wilderness into the palace. God relocated Jesus Christ from hell into his right hand in the heaven, and no demon could stop it. God is about to relocate you, and no power in hell and stop it. Today, I pray for you by the grace and unction over this ministry. May you be relocated from that place of shame into your glorious destiny. I pray for you. May you be relocated into your wealthy place. For those of you getting married in the next few months, fear not. Let praise be your sanctuary. You will get there. For those who are still single, God will honor your faith in Him. Never stop praising Him, and you will see His salvation and His power in your life. Remember, those that are married today were once single. Therefore, you that are still single today will soon be married. If God did it for one, He will do it for all, for He is no respecter of persons. For those who are married and trusting God in different capacities, God will surprise you. You will leave being called barren into people celebrating with you as long as the Lord liveth. Do you have an uncooperative spouse and some waves of regrets? Don't give up. Go ahead and thank God for where you are now and trust Him to bring a change into your life. Your spouse can be relocated from without into the very presence of God, and you can have a family that loves God and fears God. Remember, praise was His sanctuary, so get into some praise. Confession for the day. By praise, I am relocating into my destiny. Prayer for the day. Lord, give me a heart that praises you genuinely. Thought for the day. Judah became holy land for him. Israel, the place of holy rule. Psalms 114, verse 2. Message translation. Action plan for the day. Find some time to praise God. Thank you and God bless you. This devotional was read by Ugo Obiayo Ademoye.
This is KHC Radio, brought to you by Kisses and Hugs Club.